On the first of this month, the rent is often due, but can people pay? I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Today is May Day, and protesters across the country are calling for a day of action to bring attention to workplace issues made so much worse by COVID-19. With May 1st rent due, there are also rent strikes nationally, with so many people now out of work and unable to pay. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
For the last 2 months, Mark Osgood from Chicago says he has not been able to pay rent. He's 32, an Uber driver, and says work has dried up due to the virus. He says neither his stimulus nor unemployment check have come in yet.
I mean, you know, I live paycheck to paycheck as it is. And so if there's no income coming in, there's no bill money going out.
Illinois, like New York, has frozen evictions, but Osgood pays over $1,300 a month and won't be able to pay the backlog. Some organizers of the rent strikes nationwide are asking those who can still afford rent to join people like Osgood and withhold payment. Advocates want rents to be canceled until people can return to work safely. Nicole Dean is with the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment. She says that without additional protection, once eviction moratoriums are lifted,
there would be mass evictions in California after the pandemic, or tenants would be in potentially tens of thousands of dollars in debt.
Landlords are warning that a strike could ripple through the economy in other ways. Doug Bibby, the president of the National Multifamily Housing Council, says he understands renters' situation, but...
Well, that big bad landlord has a mortgage and has a payroll. And when you stop paying, they're going to start cutting people who look just like the people calling the rent strike.
Instead, he says the federal government needs to help renters directly beyond a one-time stimulus check. Otherwise, he says, the housing crisis will get worse. For many, it already has. Tara Thomas, a freelance florist in Oakland, says she's had to make a decision whether to pay her $900 a month in rent or keep paying for food and health care.
I grew up in the Bay Area. This is my home. And if I lose this apartment, I don't make enough to afford a place at market rate. It's really scary.
She's chosen to pay for food and health care and to strike on rent. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
On this very unusual 1st of May, I note that May Day distress calls used by aviators is from the French words for help me, Mayday. Retailers are starting to invite in-store shoppers back in states that have loosened coronavirus restrictions. Macy's plans to reopen 68 stores on Monday. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has been looking into how this might work at Macy's as an indicator of what other stores might do. Nancy, what's the plan?
Well, Macy's will have lots of restrictions in place, David. Employees will have to take what Macy's calls a wellness check before reporting to work. They'll have to wear masks. Some will wear gloves. Signs will remind customers about social distancing. There will be a no-touch approach at the makeup counter and no more makeovers. Instead, Macy's employees can only use testers on face charts with disposable applicators. Forget about trying on dress shirts. There will be no ear piercing. There will be limited dressing rooms available for the stuff you can try on.
And which stores do they want to open first?
Well, Macy says the first openings will be in Tennessee, Texas, Georgia, South Carolina, and Oklahoma. Of course, these are all states that have started gradual reopenings. And Macy's plans to have almost all of its stores open by mid-June.
And give us a taste of what maybe other retailers are doing.
Best Buy is continuing to offer curbside service. It's restarting some of its in-home repair services. And this month, it's going to start allowing customers who make appointments for consultations to come into stores. Costco is going to start requiring most customers to wear masks.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. Checking markets, the FTSE Index in London is down 2%. The S&P future here is down 1.8%. The Dow future down 413 points, 1.7%. An important tax ruling for businesses of any size that got the emergency payroll protection money. You'll be aware that if it's used to keep people on payrolls and you get the paperwork right, companies don't have to pay it back. It becomes a tax-free grant. Tax-free is in the legislation. But could a business also keep taking their normal tax deduction for those same payroll expenses? Same money, double benefit? The news from the IRS is no, businesses cannot. When tax-free money is used to pay for payroll, you can't then also deduct the payroll money as a business expense. Allowing the double benefit would have boosted its economic impact during this emergency, and some senators are grumbling about the IRS decision, but we haven't seen any active move to change this. Today, South Africa's start of notably strict coronavirus restrictions, although the government is imposing an overnight curfew. What South Africa is doing is starting to pull back on those coronavirus restrictions. The BBC's Andrew Harding is in Johannesburg.
A few extra businesses can now open here. Restaurants can home deliver cooked meals. Families can go out to exercise, to jog in the mornings. But in some respects, South Africa's 5-week lockdown will remain as strict or stricter than before. Still no alcohol on sale. The ban has helped keep hospital wards empty. And now a new overnight curfew. The security forces have faced criticism for being heavy-handed. Tens of thousands of extra troops could now potentially be deployed to patrol the streets.
That's the BBC's Andrew Harding in Johannesburg. You can get more stories like this in our daily newsletter, which helps you unpack what is happening in the COVID-19 economy right now and what it could mean for you. Subscribe for free at marketplace.org/newsletters. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineers are Brian Allison and Jay Siebold. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.